The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips at participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
You guys, this episode is really special.
It sure is. Get in the holiday spirit, team. Yo.
And you're probably like, oh my god, you guys both have makeup on today. Usually only Drew does. And guess why?
And sometimes not even me.
But this time both of us do. And guess why?
Because this episode is sponsored by Sephora. Chat, everybody shout out Sephora down below. Shout out Sephora. That's Sephora is one of the main reasons you guys get rations this month.
Woo!
Thank you, Sephora.
And Sephora is so nice. There's actually a little surprise from them at the end.
Yes, we have a very exciting, maybe a giveaway, but you'll have to wait till the end to see it.
Gotta stay till the
end. And if you skip ahead, I will know.
You know who's gonna know?
Sephora.
Yeah.
Big Sephora.
Big Sephora. They're going to know.
They're going to hear you.
Don't do that.
They see you when you're sleeping and they know when you're awake. Big Sephora.
They know when you've been naughty and not nice.
You're going to get on Sephora's naughty list. So, your funeral.
That's up to you guys. Not up to me. Anyways, how you been?
Man, oh man. Just so fired up. Just living life and so fired up. I'm actually just getting past being sick.
Yeah.
Which, thankfully, I'm no longer sick. But that was pretty awful.
It was. Hurt.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But other than that, chilling. What about you?
I feel like I've been PMSing for 17 years, so I'm doing just okay.
Well, anytime anything bad happens to me, I'm like, well, that's PMS, obviously.
Yeah, well Mercury's in retrograde right now, so that's also obviously probably why. We had a new moon yesterday, the last new moon of the year.
Oh, we did?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
In Sagittarius.
Yup. Oh, nice.
And I'm manifesting.
Shouts out.
To the moon.
Shouts out.
Me to the stars at all times.
I saw TikTok once when this girl was like, the moon is this, the moon is that. The moon is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's my wife, the moon.
So real.
Love the moon. Yeah. Shout out, moon.
I wish she was here.
Bring back the moon. Anyways, what else is new?
We saw Moana 2.
We did.
Well, Drew saw it for the second time. I saw it for the first time.
Yes, that was the very secret, top secret, secrety secret thing that I did, which I talked about in the last episode, how I saw it a while ago. But yeah, we went to the premiere, and it was very fun.
I loved it. It was really cute. I cried 700 times.
It was so cute.
And I really loved it.
It was really cute. And you know what's funny is that's the first carpet I've ever done where I had to pose with a character.
Me too. That was crazy time.
I could do without that part. No, for sure. I said, this is a very tricky carpet to put. This felt like a puzzle, you know?
Well, and then there's no one in there. So then everyone's listening to you, which is,
I know,
to me, humiliating.
It's funny because like that carpet was like in the basement of the theater, mm-hmm. of the, what theater? It was the El Capitan Theater. Mm-hmm. In Hollywood, and it was literally in the basement. We had to go down like 2 flights of stairs to get there. And when we got in, I was like, oh good, it's quiet. I hate when I can't hear myself think when I'm taking pictures.
But yeah, there was no music or talking. And that's nope. There was like 3 people and Moana.
No, there was like 7 people in there, but 3 of them were in the hall, and then there's the 2 photographers, a social person, and then 2 people who are just kind of there. One of them I knew because he works for Disney. But yeah, what's funny is that the girl who was playing Moana, obviously, I think she's like our age. Mm-hmm. So I could tell that she also felt weird. You know what I'm saying?
That we're taking pictures with her?
Yeah. Like, yeah. She was kind of like, Like, she's not going to put on the act yeah. for me because I'm a grown up.
No, she had told me, I love all your hair. And I said, your hair's better. And I was like, I don't sorry.
Yeah, what are you even saying?
I'm sorry.
She was like,
I'll just leave. I'm
when
sorry.
I saw her, I was like, Moana. And then she was like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, she's just talking to me like a normal person. Like, she was like, you want to take this picture?
Let's get this pic, babe.
Let's get this. And then I go, yep. And then we take the picture, and then they made me take more pictures with her. I was like, I think we're good. Me and Moana are good.
I don't think I need to get any more with
no,
her.
I think me and Moana are cool off the pictures. But when I was leaving, I was like, Moana, see you out there on the battlefield?
And she just went, all right. Yeah, like, y'all get home safe.
Yeah, like she can't be like, hello. Yeah. Like she can't do that with us because
no,
I'm a grown-up.
I feel that, yeah.
It's and funny. I think she felt a little annoyed too, and I don't blame her. I don't blame her that I came in there with no kids.
I like when premieres are at the El Capitan though, because you get popcorn. You can eat as much popcorn as you want, and that's the best part.
Yeah, my favorite part is the too small seat. That's yeah. my favorite part. Like, those seats are 2 billion years old, and I get it, art preservation, but also expand the seats, like
just a little.
Well, or don't make me sit next to my brother and Billy at the same time. Like, that would probably
oh,
be
oh, you
help.
Were in between
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I was between them.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, I'm so glad we had at least one end seat. Mm. That would have been horrible.
I know.
But yeah, my poor dad, like...
He was sitting hunched forward the whole movie.
Yeah, like, it's really just bad. Like, it's truly, they are the most miniature seats. But I will say, though, the coolest part about premieres at the El Capitan is they always have that guy play the organ.
Yeah.
Like,
he does
comes
a bunch
up,
of different Disney
he
songs.
He literally comes up from the floor onto the stage and then plays all Disney classics in the organ.
Club classics.
And then when he starts lowering, you know that the movie's about to start.
Yeah.
And everyone started cheering.
Adam was all, get him out of here. Enough. Start the movie already.
I will say, though, the amount of popcorn they give you. Yeah. That's how it should be.
And guess here's the trick, guys. You got to get two.
Yeah.
One to eat before the movie and yeah. one to eat during the
one
movie.
One to eat during the 40 minutes that you're waiting for the movie to start, and then one to start as soon as the movie starts.
And then you finish at least 15 minutes into the movie.
Yeah. And then you finish that not even halfway into the movie, and then you ask your mom to give you the rest of hers.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what I would do. If I were you.
If I were you, for based off my field research, that's the best way to do it. And also, get this, when we went to the Wicked premiere, we got no popcorn at all.
They ran out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And how the hell you run out of popcorn?
But you guys have plenty of water, huh?
Yeah, plenty of bottles of Pure Life water, but no popcorn, huh? Which is crazy, because even their popcorn, it came in those mini bags.
No, it was in those tall, like...
The skinny like ones, but they're...
The boxes.
No. They were... Oh, yeah, you're right.
They
the
were
boxes.
Like the ones you got like a baseball game.
I saw some people with bags, but I think that was at that little party.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right, but there's nothing in there.
No, I know.
So I'm my point
and
being...
am I going to tip it in front of everyone? No, I have some self-respect.
I don't, and that's what pisses me off about it. Is give me a more, a less conspicuous bag.
What part of the movie do you think you would have finished your popcorn by? Mine, for sure.
In Wicked?
Yeah, it would be when Nessa Rose first gets to the school. I would have finished my popcorn.
I would have finished before Glinda even, like, before she set fire to that witch in the beginning. I would have finished as she was on that little canoe going into the Shiz University. Yeah. Yeah, I would have been done.
That's
already.
What I said. And then 5 seconds later, Nessa Rose pulls up. I would finish it by then.
Yeah, No One Mourns the Wicked would be ending as I finished. Especially that size. Who knows?
Who knows? I mean, yeah.
Who knows?
Well, yeah, with how long we had to wait for the movie to start, I would have finished it before the movie started. For
no,
sure.
For real. Yeah. That was also funny because they kept turning off the lights and then turning them back on because they're like, oh, actually, we can't start
you're
yet.
You're just teasing the audience.
Yeah, they're just teasing us. They're teasing us.
Forgive it. They're razzing me.
They always do this. It's Universal
Don't
Pictures.
Worry, they get it.
Guys, I have not stopped listening to the Wicked soundtrack. I have not stopped.
I haven't listened to it once.
I have listened to it 50 billion times. And if you're wondering, yes, I always skip the Peter Dinklage song. And I'm sorry to say, the Jonathan Bailey one too.
I skip would agree it. With that.
I skip it every time.
Yeah.
And it's just
I
like,
only
want to like,
hear women sing.
Yeah, it's just like, it's boys. Bah! Don't yeah. care. Want to hear the girls.
Yeah, I agree.
Show me the women. I want to hear the women.
1,000% I agree.
And then because I've been so balls deep in that, in Wicked, the soundtrack, my TikTok is nothing but Wicked.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Obviously. But it's also talking about part two. And because like I am like now refreshing my memory on like some of my favorite parts in Act Two of the Wicked musical, and I truly think I'm gonna need to be sedated after Part Two,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of Part Two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need help when I watch that one.
Well, like how everyone, I cried a little bit during Defying Gravity, and I knew I would. And I learned about that song from Glee. I will not lie to you. I had never heard of that song before Glee, and I didn't realize that Adele Dazeem and Kristen Chenoweth were in Wicked. I was like, these are really fun people to have in the show. I had no idea who they were.
And when they were in Glee,
yeah.
That's crazy, but yeah.
So I cried a little bit, but I know that when they do For Good, I'm gonna cry way more.
Dude, there's so many. Mm-hmm. There's so many fucking songs. Like, I forgot, because I've been so obsessed with the movie, I forgot that there is a reprise of I'm Not That Girl, but mm-hmm. it's Glinda singing it this time about the two of them. And I was like, I'm not gonna make it. There's like the start, the top of Act Two is the song Thank Goodness. And like, that's like when Glinda's like, she is now like the person they're putting forward as the good witch or whatever. So she's doing this like propaganda tour for them. And she's like announcing that her and Fiora are engaged. And in the beginning of Thank Goodness, they're kind of like setting the scene of like, yeah, like we're all here. Like now everything, we can all be happy because these two are engaged. And everybody knows about the Wicked Witch and we're all hunting her. So it's like basically a smear campaign about her and it's propping up Glinda. And like, I forgot in the beginning of that, like all the townspeople are saying all these rumors they've heard about her, about Elphaba. And then one of them, they're like, I heard she sheds her skin. I heard she has a third eye. And then the third one is like, I heard she can melt with water. And then Fiero in the middle of that song goes like, these brainless people will believe anything. And he like storms off because he's so pissed off that they're talking shit on her. And then she's like, okay, honey, like we're supposed to be happy. And he like storms off. And then she starts singing about how she couldn't be happier. But she's like so broken over like now she has what she wanted, but she lost her bestie, whatever. I'm not going to make it is my point, because it's a really fucking sad song. And a lot of people talk about Kristen Chenoweth's performance of it on Wicked and how it's like really heartbreaking, because it is. And I'm thinking about it and I'm like, that's how I feel about not being able to see Wicked 2 until next year.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna make it through that. I feel like Part 2 is gonna hit me a lot harder, but Part 1, so good.
100%.
All the good times are in the first part,
all the fun,
and all the sad shit's in the second part.
Yeah.
That Ozzy's ball scene,
yeah,
can't do it. Anyways, yeah, I skip the men. I skip their songs. I'll skip them every time. Don't care.
Sorry.
The
don't
like,
care.
Yeah, I forget the name. What's the name of the song that Peter Dinklage sings?
Something's Wrong in Oz.
Yeah, something. It's Something Bad. That's what it is. It's like Something Bad. I could easily do that. Why didn't they pick me
to play
the goat, Dr. Dillamond?
Why didn't they pick me?
I said that so genuine, like I auditioned for it.
Jesus Christ.
Can I tell you guys something?
No.
Chat, can I share something vulnerable with you? Okay, this is a Moana 2 spoiler, so if you haven't seen it, click away at this part. But there's a new character, the new character Matangi, and she's so fun. She sings that like Diva Down song, right? Which is fantastic. And do y'all remember when I told you a while ago that I got asked to audition for a Disney something or other? Or an animated film? Well, it was through Disney. And it was for something else. However, I do think there is something to be said about sometimes they'll give you lines that aren't necessarily from the movie, especially if it hasn't been announced yet, just to protect privacy or whatever. And so... I was like telling my family, I don't know if it was for Matangi's character, because it was 2 years ago. And I know that's when a lot of other people got cast and started doing this movie, Moana 2. But if it was for Matangi, do I think I would have nailed the acting part? Absolutely. But that song, they're crazy if they think I could sing that.
Yeah, that's not in your wheelhouse.
No,
at all.
Not even close. No. I am not equipped. For that kind of vocal range. But you know what I am qualified for? Something bad is happening in Oz. I could easily do that.
Okay.
Why didn't they pick me? Why didn't they ask me to play Dr. Dillamond?
I just don't know that you got it like that. I don't know that that's you, girl.
You know, I saw an interview with Denzel Washington recently, and he said, the guy asked him, how do you feel about auditioning, the audition process? And this is like for Gladiator 2, right? And then he goes, I don't audition anymore. And he goes, I haven't auditioned since like 1986. Every role I've had since then has been given to me. And he goes, I earned that right. So, and I thought that shit was so funny. And I was like, I'm trying to be like him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Have shit just dropped on my desk. Now, do I have the acting prowess?
No.
Not yet.
Not right now.
Who's to say? What could come in the new year? But anywho, I was talking to Teffy the other day about acting classes. She asked me if I've ever taken any. I go, no.
I've taken improv classes and they're humiliating.
Well, I told her, I was like, no, I haven't, but I'm going to. And she goes, I have so much fear in my heart about doing that in front of other people.
It's hard.
And I told her, I said, no, I agree. And I said, I would rather like just freeball it in front of producers than like do a class. And that's I don't know what that says about me personally, but it's just like I do get embarrassed about that. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I think what I'm going to do is try to do something private. Because I think that's what like super famous people do. Like when Ariana Grande was prepping for Glinda, like I am sure that she had a private acting.
She was not pulling up to the groundling school. That's my,
I know, but that's my point. I was telling her, I was like, I may try to do something like that. And she was like, I just can't imagine like being in a class with someone and then they know who I am, but don't tell me. And then they make a TikTok going, she was so bad. And I was like, I know I need to take them. I'm just like, and I'm going to in the new year, but sure. I am also nervous about that. That makes me feel nervy.
I feel that.
But anyways.
So for this week's topic, in partnership with Sephora, we decided to have all of you send in your funny stories about the funniest or the worst gifts you've ever received.
Yes.
Do you have any of your own that you would like to share?
That I've received?
Yes. Do you give bad gifts?
No, never.
Will you give bad gifts?
Will you give bad Sephora gifts? Just kidding. I turned it into the fucking... I turned into literally. Anyways, I've never given a bad gift. I don't believe so. But as far as receiving bad ones, there's only one person in our life that has consistently given us bad gifts.
Yeah, and I forgot about that.
Yeah, and we're not gonna say who it is for obvious reasons. But.
One time we did White Elephant and our uncle put a present in there, mm-hmm. and Jared got it. It was the first time Billy and them had spent Christmas with us. And Jared opened it and it was supposed to be... Do you remember what it was supposed to be?
I don't remember what it was supposed to be. I know what it was.
It was like a dirty, like used water filter that was broken.
Which is not what we do in White Elephant.
No.
We pick awful gifts for White Elephant purposely.
Well, they're like funny gifts.
They're funny gifts.
Yeah, but I forget what it was supposed to be, but it was like... Someone had like returned it, but kept the gift in there and put something like returned it to Amazon.
Oh yeah.
And then it got sent to him and then he didn't even open it. He just wrapped it. He's like, oh, this is my White Elephant gift. I can't remember what it was. I think it was like a light you could put in your car that changes colors or something like that.
Yeah.
I forget.
That was one of those gifts that was so bad that it like made everybody fall silent.
It changed the energy.
Like everybody was kind of like, oh,
not good. Yeah.
That's a bummer. Anyways, whose turn is next?
And
who was
and
number?
Again, if you want to steal that one, you can.
Well, I would just put that in your car because no one's going to steal it. Who's number five?
What number are you for? Okay, we're on five. Who's five?
Yeah, who's five? Okay, I'll say this. The only bad gifts I've ever been given, I think, are like, they're like from like extended family where it just becomes very clear that they like don't know anything about us, if that makes sense. So it's like, they'll get us shit that we're like, it would be like at the time, like if someone got me like a bunch of like beaded bracelets and I'm like, I never wear these. Like, it's just like, you know, those gifts where it's just clear that they knew they had to get you something, but they don't know anything about you.
No, and I especially agree. Like, I think when we were little, it would be like a bracelet making kit. And I'm like, I never
make bracelets.
Or like a paint kit.
I hate painting. Yeah. But like, I have no artistic ability at all.
But it would always be gifts for us to share together. So it'd be like, oh, this one's for Jason and Drew. So I would think a great gift to give a pair of sisters when they're young is like a board game. Like, that's something easy. Or like,
or even like, if your kids get you two separate things. Yeah. Like, but if she did get it, sometimes she would get us the exact same thing, just in different colors. And we fucking hate matching. So that was another thing. It was like, you don't know anything about us. I would rather get money or nothing. Mm. That's how I feel about that.
You're seven.
I'm 6 years old. But I also feel like as a kid, like, it's not really that hard to get gifts for kids. I feel like it gets harder when you get older.
Sure. Like when they're teenagers. And
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Or when you're like an adult. But even when you become an adult and then if you become partnered, then it's just a couple gift. And I think if that's the case, if you get a couple gift, like, or if you're getting gifts for someone and you don't know them that well, I think you can't go wrong with like candles, right? Or blankets, right? And this is for adults, not for kids. Or like, I don't know, skincare, like, or
a gift card.
Sephora gift sets. To be quite honest, I think these are great gifts. And that's me being 100% honest. Or great stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. They're great for stocking stuffers too. But yeah, I've not really had horrible gifts.
No.
What about you?
One year, this was like right after I went through my breakup.
Yeah.
Someone gave me for Christmas. It was honestly really cute. It was like a lunchbox type thing that you could like take champagne and like glasses like on a picnic. And I was like, oh, thank you. And obviously this was a gift she was going to give me and my ex, which is fine. But we broke up right before Christmas, which is fine.
Well, then I would get a new gift, but yeah.
Then I open it and go, oh, cute. Thank you. And she goes, yeah. So you should start going on dates and go take that. And I'm like freshly single for like 11
years. Yeah. She had only been single for like a week and a half at that point.
So it was a great intentions behind it, but the delivery was a little rough.
Make me spiral
a little. I had to go in the bathroom and have a second to myself and it made me laugh.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I said. I think the worst gifts are ones where it's very obvious they know nothing about you. Oh, wait, I actually have one.
Okay.
One time I was given a Christmas gift. This was the second Christmas I spent with Billy's family. And it wasn't Billy's immediate family. It was extended family that gave me this gift.
Okay.
And I didn't expect a gift from them because I had only met them once. And this is, again, it's not their immediate family. It's extended family. And so that they never really see very often. And so I got them like a bottle of wine and like one of those little gift basket chocolate things, because I feel like those are good gifts for older couples, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's all I got, just to be polite. But I wasn't expecting a gift, obviously, because I know they didn't know me and they had only met me once. And then she gave me the gift and she was like, oh, this one's for you. And I go, oh, for me? And she was like, yeah, of course we wouldn't forget about you. And then she went on and on and on about how like they would never forget about me. And this was like, they really wanted me to have this and they hope I enjoy whatever. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. And I opened it and it was like fancy chocolates. So I was like, oh, that's sweet. I think chocolates is another great gift. Like See's candy, like that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think those are good gifts too for people that you don't know that well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, that's really nice. And I had taken it out of the bag because on the outside you could kind of see what it was. And I had taken it out of the bag and I was like, oh, that's so nice. Like it's like fancy chocolates. And when I looked, they had dropped or a card had fallen out. And I was like, oh, they got me a card. And I opened the card and it was a very detailed card to that couple, thanking them for being so awesome and amazing and helpful. And like, they hope that they enjoy these really rare chocolates and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay. So on the way out, you're like, wait, Billy has a new girlfriend. I have to grab those chocolates that those people dropped off. It was like a really heartfelt card too. And I was like,
damn.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. So, yeah, that's probably the worst gift I've ever gotten.
I feel that.
A gift that wasn't meant for me. So,
Okay, so we're going to get straight into these stories. This first one is from Zach. He said, I was in love with a straight man, and for Christmas, I got him a designer fragrance. I think fragrances are such a great gift.
Yeah, fragrances are great.
Nikes he wanted and a hoodie, and then he got me a Star Wars tin lunchbox from TJ Maxx that still had the sticker on it for $4.99.
I can't believe that. Actually, I can. When you said it's a straight man, well... Damn. That would hurt my feelings. Do you even like Star Wars? That'd be even funnier if you didn't.
Probably not.
That'd be funnier if you said you were a Star Trek fan and he got you that. Also, $4.99? Can you at least pretend you like me as a friend?
Well, I was going to say, leaving the card in there, I think is not. I think it's worse than leaving the price tag on, but leaving the price tag on is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah.
Especially if that's the only thing he got you was... Mm-hmm. Was the tin lunchbox? You'd have been, did you open it excitedly and been like, what? Oh, is this it?
Oh, the gift must be inside the box.
Gift must be inside.
No, that's the, I love it. Thank you so much.
You know what sucks too is like, if you saw the price tag and it was scratched off a little, like he tried and then was like, ah, it's fine.
It still says TJ Maxx on top.
Like he tried and then was like, wow, whatever. That's even worse.
He's not going to notice that.
Yeah, it's fine. Damn, I'm so curious what his reaction was when he opened your gift. Like, what if he felt like super like embarrassed? You know what I'm saying?
Or he goes, okay, you go first. And he opens the lunchbox. And then he goes, okay, my turn.
And he's like, wow.
Okay, this next story is from Alexis. She said, when I was in high school, I gave my boyfriend at the time my full Sephora loves list so he could get me a gift for my birthday. He asked one of our friends which thing he should get me, and they picked a palette for me. The friend also bought me the exact same palette for my birthday. I thought it was weird, but not a big deal. Until after we broke up, I found out she was trying to hook up with him and was not really my friend at all.
What the hell?
Why would you tell him buy that palette and then you also buy it?
Well, see, I was about to say, like, well, it's very possible that the friend could have been like, oh, I know she likes this because I got it for her birthday. And then he was like, okay, I'll get that for her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not listening. Like, it's very possible, but also, like, maybe if you found out that she was shady on the low, then maybe she was trying to ruin the gift so that you would break up, which is not funny.
No.
If I had my hat on, ears down.
Three thumbs down.
My Louise hat on,
ears down.
Ears down.
If I had my bingo ears on, they would be down.
They'd be down. Hey, but Sephora faves.
Yeah,
those make great gifts.
And that's a great transition because we're actually going to show you some of our favorite holiday gift sets because they are a sponsor for this episode. Do you want to kick it off?
Yes, I do. So first, we have, these are the Makeup by Mario Sculpt and Pop on the Go gift set. And it's a mini soft pop blush stick and a mini soft sculpt shaping stick. I have the full size versions of both of these. These are actually different colors, but like the blush I have is a different color, but these are fantastic. I am such a huge fan and I couldn't wait to get this one because it's mini. So I can take it with me in my purse.
I was gonna say, I like that they're mini. I love trying minis at Sephora period. Cause so then I don't buy a big one in case I don't know if I'm going to like it.
But. Right. But I love these sticks. Like I have bought these with my own money dollars from the Makeup by Mario brand, specifically from Sephora. So I love these. I think these are so fantastic. I can't wait to put them in my purse. What about you go now?
Everyone asked me about my lip combo. I am obsessed with these Lawless Lip Plumper guys. I have the one in the shade Watermelon, but I don't have these three, and I'm so excited because now I have three new ones.
Are they plump? Oh, are they all plumping?
They're lip plumping, but it's not burning. It's more of like a cooling sensation.
Oh, that's cool.
And I just think they're so pretty, and because they're like lip glosses, they're sticky, but like not too sticky. Do you know what I mean?
It's like tacky,
yeah, and it's glossy, you know what I mean?
So Jason's real particular about lip stuff.
I am very particular, and I am obsessed with these, so I was so excited when I saw that they had a little trio, and these are colors I don't have. And that's honestly really one of my favorite parts about when they do like holiday gift sets is there's always something like limited edition in there,
yeah,
that they don't have like regular.
That's why I've never seen minis of these two.
No
things.
Me neither. Okay, what's your next favorite one?
Next we have this Laneige what is it? On the Glow Bomb Trio.
And it, they're full size ones. Those are the best ones. Wait, what flavors are in there?
Yeah, there's berry, which I love that one. Gummy bear.
That's my favorite one.
And vanilla.
That's another good one.
These are all, these are the three my favorites. Yeah, I've actually used the purple, the gummy bear and the vanilla one from you.
Yeah, those are my favorite ones.
But the berry one I've had many times. Mm-hmm. I used to buy that one all the time. I have the lip mask version, but I bought this specific balm a lot from Sephora. So I think you actually were the first person to ever buy me Laneige from Sephora.
They're so good.
Yeah, but these are like the perfect amount of like glossy, but also hydrating. Because you know how sometimes glosses in the wintertime, putting them on crusty lips is painful.
Hard.
But I was super excited because they're full size. So that's my favorite. My other fave as of right now.
And then I also got these little Makeup Forever Artist Color Magic mini pencils.
I love those. I have a bunch of those.
I watch girls on TikTok talk about these all the time. They're literally so banoodle, so I'm so fucking fired up to have these.
No, they're so pigmented and they're so awesome. I can't believe they have, are they like the, oh yeah, they are. They're like the full size ones.
Yeah. No, they're minis.
Oh, they're minis.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better because then they can fit in your purse. Because no, they work as an all over liner. You can use them as an eyeliner, a lip liner.
Wow, they have Limitless Brown and War of a Walnut. The girlies on TikTok love those. I'm fired up about this. These
are so cutie. I use the black one. Mm-hmm. I use for my waterline all the time when I put on fake lashes.
Cutie.
Yeah, I love those.
And then
sticks.
We have minis of the little Ariana Grande cloud perfumes. You know, we love Ariana Grande in this house.
I actually haven't tried her perfume ever, so that was another reason why I wanted to try these, because they're little minis. So I can get a little taste those.
And then we just have so many other little Sephora favorites, like little gift sets. Like this is a little Glow Recipe one.
Glow Recipe Dewy Skin Dazzlers.
What's really cutie about these little, first of all, I love that they come in these little bags because I always need 100 different travel bags.
Right.
But they have ones for everything. So if you're like, I don't know what to buy my little cousin who I haven't seen in all year.
That's what I was saying.
And then her mom goes, oh, she's really into hair stuff. This is their hair discovery kit. What's that one?
This one is their perfume sampler.
Yeah, which and I've heard is a really good bang for your buck. I really like
those. Oh, yeah. This one has 18 fragrance samples. And then it says, choose your favorite fragrance, own a full-size bottle at no extra cost.
And then you go redeem it, which is crazy.
Yeah.
This one's their little That's glitz crazy. And glam Sephora favorites. So they have like, there's lip products in here. There's a full-size beauty blender in here. There's eyebrow stuff in here.
Yeah, what's in this hair? This hair one's heavy. So
I know, because it has like hair masks in there. So basically what we're saying is that you don't need to overthink it. You can head to Sephora and get a gift set or some little set for literally everyone's wants and needs. And I think it cuts the thinking in half if you really think about it.
It also is such a, like you said, it's a really good gift, like we were talking about, for maybe someone you don't know that well, or maybe your brother has a new girlfriend, or maybe, you know, you're trying to get something for your new man's mom or something, or your new partner's mom. And also look at these cute little bags, dude.
I know.
These really bags, cute. They're like a Sherpa material. So cute. Get into it.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to get back to these stories. So this next story is from Yesenia. She said, in 2017, my aunt promised that she would get me a Morphe palette for Christmas. That's the most 2017
that
thing
That is
to
the
ask
most
for.
2017.
Gift. I think for Christmas, I bought you a makeup palette. Morphe one. It was the brown one that everyone wanted. It was like $350 or something like that. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So I asked her for a Morphe palette for Christmas. She said she would get me a Morphe palette for Christmas. And instead, she got me pretend kids makeup kit from the gift section at Walmart. I was 20. I understand not being able to get Morphe specifically, but it wasn't even like a semi nice palette from like TJ Maxx.
Well, even like, I mean, like Morphe palettes are not expensive. That's the whole draw to them.
I get that they're hard to get because at that time they didn't really have the storefront. So like,
but they had them in Ulta. So like, even if you can't get the one she wanted, you could get one. The whole point of Morphe is that it's so accessible price-wise. Yeah. Like, that's why people love it so much.
Well, especially for how many eyeshadows you get.
You get, like, 30 for, like, $20 or something. And they're, like, actually pretty quality pigment. Like, you could actually use them really well. That sucks. I guess E for effort.
I guess.
You tried.
Yeah. Pretend makeup when you're 20 is crazy.
Yeah, that's the part that gags me. If you were, like, 15, I'd be like, well, maybe she just wasn't sure how good your skills were. The fact
she didn't want to spend her money before she knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, she's like, well, I mean, I got to see the portfolio before I invest. You know what I mean? But also, too, you're in college.
Like, I'm 20.
You're in college and you're getting me kid makeup?
I didn't start wearing makeup until I was 23, if I'm being honest. And you know where I bought all my makeup for the first time? Sephora. And that's not a joke. I went to Sephora and Drew walked around with me. Remember?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like, I was wearing makeup. As soon as my mom let me start wearing makeup, I was like, yeah, get it on me. All of it. So my journey with makeup was sooner than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and then I'm a direct victim of the
pygmy.
The MUAs. Well, that, but I'm saying the MUAs of 2016.
Oh, yeah.
On, what's it called? On YouTube.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with them. I was like, oh, I have to go wear makeup now.
Yeah. And I was a huge fan of so many beauty gurus, too.
Yeah, I mean, Jackie, I know, has always been our favorite. And even now, my makeup does not look like hers. This is not her fault. That's just how I do my makeup. But there's so many tricks and things that I do with my makeup that I've watched her do for years.
Me, too. That's true.
Like, you know, you do primer, then you do powder on top of it, then you put your foundation.
I've even talked about how Jackie, like, when she did her, it was like kind of a collaboration with Too Faced when she made more foundation, like the multi-sculpt. Mm-hmm. She made my shade. And I told her that when I met her for the first time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I literally never had a shade. I would always have to mix two or three of them to get either my winter shade or my summer shade. Because obviously, but my undertones are so yellow and red that like I never could find one that wouldn't make me look embalmed. Mm-hmm. And so I told her, when you extended that line and added more in between shades, mm-hmm. you made my perfect shade, bitch, that I could use all year round because the undertones were perfect. And she thought that was really cool.
Well, one of the best gifts I've ever gotten for Christmas was my sister bought me Jackie's collab palette with Anastasia Beverly Hills. I still use it. Literally from Sephora. And I remember I literally cried when I opened it because I could not believe you bought that for me. Even though, because we've always loved, like when we started both loving makeup at the same time.
Yeah.
I would be like, okay, like, so I bought you like Bretman's palette for your birthday.
His highlighter palette.
Yeah, I bought you the Morphe palette that I told you, the eyeshadow palette. But I remember I cried when you gave it to me because I could not believe you bought that for me. Because you know why? Because I would ask for stuff like that
from someone
I was seeing at the time. And she would never buy me stuff like that, literally ever.
You know how sometimes people for gifts, they'll put things on a list that they'll never buy for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean they need it. It's just something they would love to have.
Yeah.
That's like what I love to get people. Like I like to get, those are my favorite gifts to get people, is things that they don't really need necessarily, but they want so badly. And Dayson wanted that palette so badly. And I remember
it sold out. So I was like, fuck, there's no way I'm going to get it.
And I bought it like early, early. And I had it for a while before I gave
when
it
I
to
open
you.
It, because those palettes are expensive. And when I opened it, I was like, oh my God.
And I remember at the time she asked me what I was getting you for Christmas. And I told her, and then she goes, oh yeah, I'm not getting her that. And I'm like, shocker. Yeah. Yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't cross reference with you, because I knew you weren't going to get that.
That's funny.
But we got it from Sephora. Yeah.
This is the last one we're gonna do. This is from Lorena. She said, hi, I love you guys. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. One year my brother got me a Christmas present, and it was random because he never gets me anything. So I opened it up, and it was normal girl stuff, like a beauty blender, makeup wipes, a facial mask, and a box of condoms. And I was like, okay, thanks, I guess.
From your brother. Hey, I'm mad.
Oh,
I'd rather you get me nothing.
Hmm.
You're, which is weird because he never gets me anything.
And then that's what he gets you? You're right. That is weird.
Freak alert. Freakazoid alert.
Yeah. What
the I like
heck?
How he's like beauty blender, eyelash curler,
makeup wipes, face mask,
condoms,
and some rubbers
and condoms
and a couple of condoms.
I feel like you have to say it like monster trucks. Like, it's like masculine. Also getting you those, what the fuck?
You're like, oh, thank you.
Condoms. Just
kidding. Because I got you a beauty. One beauty blender makes me laugh.
no face makeup, one beauty blender.
One beauty blender, makeup wipes, a face mask, and a box of condoms.
What do you think I'm doing in my room? It felt like it was leaning towards self-care.
Yeah.
And then that? Huh?
I mean, I guess that could be a form of self-care, but I don't want my brother to give me that.
Or self-harm, depending on who's in the room with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What the hell?
That's crazy town.
I'd be like, go back to giving me nothing. I'd rather get nothing.
I liked it better when you gave me nothing.
You got me a gift? Why? That's going to be your reaction from now on. Why would you do that?
That's so funny.
What does our brother get us?
For Christmas last year, he got me a journal.
Oh yeah, he got me a journal.
And he got me plastic bowls because I didn't have any at my house.
So oh yeah, he got me a journal and he got me really nice pens.
And he got you like a Stanley like to-go cup, I think. Like a really nice one.
Yeah, like a coffee cup.
Yeah. And then he got me a t-shirt that had Frog and Toad on it, and it was really cute.
Oh, that's cute. He got me and Billy the PlayStation remote. Oh,
yeah. No, that was for Billy.
Oh, that was for Billy. Okay. That thing is awesome. That's a great gift. If anyone has a PS5 that they use streaming services on, like Hulu or whatever, get them that PS5 remote thing as a stocking stuffer. That's a great gift. That thing is awesome.
Wait, actually, I lied to you. We're going to do one more story. Okay, so this one's from Parker. She said, My grandma gave me her used underwear and makeup when I was 9. Then she got fake boobs and took me to show her ex-husband.
Okay. And all right.
I don't know what gift set those are in, but
I feel like you're living in a movie. I feel like that's not real. Like, who's your aunt? Miss Hannigan?
Her grandma.
Your grandma. That's what I said. Is it Miss Hannigan? Like, who the hell is your grandma? What kind of
easy street?
Yeah, what kind of freaky ass grandma do you have? Does your grandma run an orphanage?
And don't be offended when I ask you this. Does your grandma know a girl named Annie?
And does your grandma have problem with little girls?
Little girls. Little girls. That was Carol Burnett in the movie version. That's Crazy Town.
I know. And that outfit?
Yeah.
Fire.
I mean, no.
The outfit she's wearing?
Hey, Annie, she kind of ate you up with that. You guys, I literally just got a vanity in my room and I sat down to do my makeup. And every time I've been thinking about getting a vanity, I think of when she sings that song with the Lady Grace.
Oh,
when
they're
getting
ready to go
to the movies and they sit at her vanity and they like spin around in the chair. Yeah. That's how I feel when I sit at my vanity.
Fucking corny. You feel like you're living in Daddy Warbucks' house. Yeah.
But it's me that's Daddy Warbucks. That's the difference.
No shit. But I pay for this fucking house.
I'm the bald freak that owns this house.
Holy shit, dude. That's why I said, what kind of freaky ass crap do you use underwear and what? And how do you know they were used? Were they dirty or were like...
There was a crust among them.
Or do you just like recognize them? She just washed them and gave them to you?
My grandma gave me her used underwear and makeup.
And used makeup?
I'm assuming.
Okay. What's with the underwear? Like, you could have just given me the makeup. That's gross too, but at least it's not underwear.
Yeah.
And then when she got a boob job, she took you to go show her boyfriend?
Her ex-husband. Parker, what are you talking about?
Just forget it. Just move on.
That's it. I'm sick of this.
Ugh.
Anyways, we've come to the end of this episode, and we're so excited to tell you about the giveaway that
Here
Sephora is hosting. Bow, 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 bow. So all of you need to go to our Instagram, which is _2idiotgirls. If you don't follow it yet, what the heck are you doing? So go to the Instagram at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to share your stories in the comments of our post about this episode.
Yes.
For a chance to win one of 5 $200 Sephora gift cards.
Whoa.
So there will be 5 winners. Each of you will win a $200 gift card. You'll see it on the cutdown for this specific episode.
Yes.
And yeah, you're going to see it. You'll check your DM. Sephora will contact you and get that information over to all of you.
So we got a big old prize on the board for 5 of you. For 5 of you.
$200 hairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can spend on anything you want.
And you know what? We didn't even talk about this. Get yourself a gift set, girl.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'd spend some of that $200 on me if I were y'all.
I'd spend $150 on me, $50 on someone else. That's how I would divvy it up.
Yeah. We're looking at about $190 and $10, you know? But I think...
Literally. Hey, but make sure you take into account tax. I never think about that with gift cards. Make sure you take that into account.
But... yeah, make sure y'all enter this giveaway. We're so excited. Thank you so much to Sephora. Woo-hoo! For partnering with us for this very special episode. And don't forget to go submit your story so that you can enter the giveaway and the little raffle that we got going on. And then they're going to pick five lucky winners. And again, five people, each of you individually will win $200 gift card. $200 for you. That's all five.
What the heck?
Yeah. So make sure y'all enter. And thank you again, chat. Everyone, make sure you thank Sephora for sponsoring this very special episode of Two Idiot Girls.
I know.
It's very exciting. We're very, genuinely very excited. We are huge fans of Sephora, and we were honored that they asked to partner with us.
100%.
And even more so to show y'all all our favorite little gift sets.
I know. Especially because we get beauty questions all the time, so I'm so excited that we're going to partner with them.
So we're so excited, and don't forget to enter the giveaway, and make sure y'all send a lot of love to Sephora for sponsoring Two Idiot Girls, because of people like you, we get to tell y'all to go spend money on yourself at Sephora.
Woohoo! Don't overthink it this holidays. It's so much easier if you just go to Sephora.
Absolutely.
So again, make sure y'all go visit the post. You can enter the giveaway in the comments. Make sure you buy Drew's book. And make sure you join the Patreon.
Yes.
Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.